Hello and welcome to The Forum. My guest on this weekend show is Christy Blank, Clinical Director of the Maricopa County Public Health Department. Welcome to the show, Christy.
Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Doing fine. Christy, today we're going to talk a little bit about a little change that was announced recently concerning COVID vaccination and getting scheduled to get the vaccine. Of course, for several weeks we have been talking about and telling the public about they should take the survey through the Maricopa County Public Health Department if they wanted to get the vaccination, and then they would be scheduled when it was the appropriate time. Now, it was recently announced that you'll be moving to a new system. It's called EMTrack, and maybe you could talk about what's the difference of EMTrack and actually when it'll be totally operational and so forth.
We have been collecting surveys now for quite a few weeks. We have over 11,000 surveys that we collected. The survey was a way to give us the information of Maricopa County residents that had the intent to get the vaccine, and gave us an easy database to get back to them when we were doing scheduling. So with the surveys, we had to do manual scheduling, which took us approximately 100 plus hours per event to schedule. So with the amount of people that were intending to get vaccinated, it was important for us to try to push it along a little quicker to get the vaccine to them. So we had to find a more efficient way to do scheduling. The state of Illinois provided all health departments a system called EMTrack, which is a self-scheduling system, an electronic system. So what we've done is we've taken everybody that filled out a survey, anybody that provided email addresses, we provided this EMTrack link to them through the email. We have approximately about 500 people left that completed the surveys that did not provide an email address, so we're working through calling them right now to get them scheduled through this system. So EMTrack itself is a link to an event, and you go to that event, you place the voucher code, and you can pick your own time to be vaccinated. So any individual that cannot go online and schedule it or needs help scheduling can still call us in the COVID hotline, the 217-313-5078, the COVID number that we've used the entire time through this process, and we'll be more than happy to help them get registered. Now, right now, we pushed out one event over this last week, and we primarily sent that to everyone that completed the survey. That way, they had the option to get registered first, since they had put their intent out there, and some people have been waiting, you know, a month or more to get their vaccine. So that information's gone out. We have an event this Friday. We opened up 1,015 spots. Every one of those spots are full. So we will be opening up additional events. We wanted to do a one-time run-through to make sure that we can work all of the difficult parts out and make it a smoother process for our residents in Maricopa County.
As you said, you had some people who, on the survey, who still haven't been vaccinated, but I guess specifically, now that they're not doing the survey anymore, just for somebody who, say today, or any given day, says, yes, I want to make sure I can get in and vaccinated for COVID, and I'm going to use the new EMTrack, what do they specifically do?
So, Rick, what we're advising people to do at this point is to listen to WSMI, to follow us on our Facebook page, or to go out on our website, which is www.mcphd.net, and look for updates. So again, we wanted to stay true to those individuals that took the time that completed the survey. So we're going to continue to work through them. And then as soon as we get through that last group of 500, then we will be placing this link on our website, and people can go out and access with the voucher code, which will also be available out there to directly register themselves. Now, we will provide that voucher code through WSMI as well and through our Facebook page. Also, we will be publishing in the local newspapers.
as you said, you're going to finish things up and work on things. When do you anticipate might be the next time, or when people can either go to your Maricopa County Public Health Department website or directly to schedule for the next event?
So we will have an event or multiple events, we're hoping, as we, like I said, work through the small kinks with this new program. We are aiming to have events open early next week that will surpass the amount of people that have filled out the surveys and will begin to be open to Macoupin County residents that did not fill out a survey or even on the survey had completed a survey and have not yet been able to get a time that works for them. So we'll be able to open it up a little more to the public for self-registering. So our goal is early next week.
Still, we have some parameters of who can get the vaccine no matter what, like which group you're in and things like that. And currently, which groups and who can get the vaccine at this time?
So right now, we're still doing the 1A and 1B group. So 1A is primarily completed. We just have a few people that are coming in that we had missed or changed their mind about being vaccinated, so we're pulling those people in. 1B group, we're still working on that group. That is a very large group. This coming Tuesday, I believe, the change goes into effect from the state of Illinois that expanded the 1B group. Prior to Tuesday, it was individuals 65 and older with chronic conditions. As of Tuesday, they have lowered that age group to 16 and over with chronic conditions. So if individuals are wondering if they fit in the 1B group, they can go out to the IDPH website. And the IDPH website has a mass vaccination plan available out there for the public to view. And that does a really good job of breaking down those 1A, 1B groups to see if they fit in there.
The expansion coming on Tuesday. Right now, just a little information concerning the COVID vaccine. We've touched on this in several interviews. Right now, is Macoupin still predominantly Moderna, or what kind of vaccine are we doing right now?
We are, the first couple weeks we were vaccinating, we were getting prominently Moderna. So, and I believe that was the case for many health departments surrounding us. So now they're trying to catch up on second doses. So those Moderna doses seem to be primarily dedicated to second dose individuals. So what we're seeing as first doses coming across is the Pfizer vaccine. We in Macoupin County were fortunate enough to be able to purchase an ultra cold freezer. So we have storage for the Pfizer vaccine. It is the more difficult of the two vaccines as far as caring for it. So we do have an ultra-cold option on hand now, so that does allow us to receive the Pfizer vaccine and be able to keep it properly stored and have a little more time for planning before it gets thawed out and has to be used very quickly.
And finally, again, you've alluded to it throughout the interview, but if people want more information on this new EM track, or something like that, they can always go, I guess, to the Maricopa County Public Health Department website or Facebook, correct?
Correct.
We'd like to thank you for joining us today, Christy, on the Forum program.
Thanks for having us, Rick.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.